Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to the Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now let's get into the show.
San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the gas lamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime year.
Yes. He's a fourth-generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayden totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayden Suprenant Show.
But I think Brayden is one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayden Suprenant.
Oh, man. We're going to get to the NFL whip around in just a second. I was telling Frank about... Oh, man. This kid is such a gem. I got to give him a shout out. Noah Lauifi. One of our players at Cathedral.
If you're in school right now, pay
attention. He's not. We got school off this whole week.
Good.
They're not at school. They had film this morning.
If you're not.
He's probably back at home. I don't even know if he went to film because he didn't play in the game. So he's the one that had that injury.
The scapular ankle injury.
Yes. The HIPAA, dude. We can't be giving out details. It's a high school kid. He had an injury.
You said it on air.
He had an injury.
You said
earlier,
it when
different
it,
context.
You said it when it happened.
I didn't specifically say the kid, his name said this.
Okay, fair enough.
So anyway, he is at a point now where he's out of the walking boot. And for picture purposes, what a ham, by the way. For picture purposes, he suited up last night. So he's suited up. He's got a little ankle brace and everything like that. Yeah, he's got his cleats on. He's got full uniform, everything.
We were both shocked when we saw that.
He said he was going to do it at practice this week. And I'm like, what, are you out of your mind? I'm like, there's no way. And so he's like on the side. He's there during the warm-ups. He didn't go through any of the warm-ups. He's just standing there in just full uniform and stuff. I'm convinced he did that because his brother's a freshman and got pulled up. Maya. And I'm just convinced he did it so Mai didn't steal his jersey to wear 11 on the sideline. He had to wear some other number. So he suits up last night. He's killing me. He's, you know, before the game, like the refs go through and they like, you know,
judge the eye black, to make sure the eye black is okay, make sure you don't have, they call it branding now, make sure you have no branding on your body, Bible quotes, no writing on anything, can't be a walking billboard.
Wait, you can't have like a personal little Bible
Nothing.
Quote on like a,
nope.
like written in a wristband or something
no,
like that?
No, rest in peace, so-and-so, none of that stuff. You're not allowed to have any of that stuff.
That's, why that?
Take it up with CIF, I don't know. I don't know what
No, I'm just,
are.
I'm not, I'm curious, I'm not complaining, I'm just like, why can't you have like a personal Bible quote for you? Like in like tucked in a wristband.
They don't
or
want anything written on the kid's body to be a quote billboard. They'll make you take it off. I mean, they've done that. They make you retape if you write on your arms. I mean, okay. None of that. Eye black has to be straight eye black. You can't do anything that they do in the NFL or college, right? They make excuses of like concussions or something like that, but you can't do that. The towel has to be.
Wait, at least
bigger than 4 inches for them to have the towel.
Time out. You can't do a certain style of eye black because of concussions?
I don't know. That's what the excuse. I think if for like to see the eyes or something. I don't know, dude. I'm just telling you the BS that they give us all the time.
Lord.
So they have like the towels. You know, all the kids have these towels now. Some of them have writing on them. They had to flip. You have to flip it around so now the writing is shown. And then the towel. We had an official. This is what's wrong.
I remember you telling me this one, yes.
And by the way, I have to say, I thought the officiating last night in the Open Division Championship game was phenomenal. I thought they did a great job. I wanted to give him a shout out. I thought our sideline guy is one of my favorite refs. He's usually a white hat. He does a phenomenal job. Both of our sideline guys were great. I thought the white hat last night was great. I thought all of the officials, the Open Division Championship game, were phenomenal throughout the entire game. But a couple of weeks ago, we had a guy that he's measuring the towels. Apparently in high school football, and I don't know, it's not his fault because he's just enforcing the rules. This is where it's like we get lost in some things with rules in schools. Understand the purpose. I'd rather have the guy be focused on calling holding than how many inches the towel is. You cannot have a towel skinnier on the width than 4 inches. That guy's out there with a mini ruler, a 6-inch ruler, measuring towels. What are we doing? So that's the other thing. So they before the game, they go through all this. And the knee pad thing, this is the thing about the knee pads that drives me nuts. So in the NFL, how many guys wear knee pads? Nobody.
Yeah, no, not many.
Nobody. You know what knee pads are for?
Your knees.
Knee pads are not for your knees. Knee pads are for concussions. When you bang your knee into a guy's head. It's true. Like that's
No, I believe it.
I yeah. believe it too. That's why you wear knee pads. I'm not upset about wearing knee pads. I think it's fine. But the problem is in the NFL nobody wears them anymore. So they have made pants now that don't fit over the knees.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So here's the thing. It's like, it was like the whole thing. It's literally the exact same thing as when I was in high school and they had all these like skirt lengths or dress lengths for the girls for the dances.
Is that one of your players in chat, by the way, that just popped up in chat? Sorry to derail you.
I don't know. I don't
know.
The problem is I don't see the names. It's just, I think it's one of our assistant coaches. Maybe.
Oh, gotcha.
So anyway, it's the same thing. Like back when I was in high school, girls were getting dinged all the time for a dance because of the dress length. But the problem was is there was only so many with the style and everything like that. They didn't make the dresses long enough. It was impossible to find a dress. The same thing now is for, as dumb as it sounds, is for the football pants. Because in the National Football League, they don't wear knee pads anymore. So what do? They create pants that don't cover the knees.
Mm-hmm.
All these refs and stuff think the kids are rolling up their pants. They're not. The pants do not cover the knees. In college, they don't enforce the knee pad penalty. Want to know why? They asked the school presidents and chancellors if they cared about the knee pads and should they enforce it because it's a safety thing. Mm-hmm. And the presidents and chancellors say, we don't care. Do whatever you want. So they don't enforce the knee pad thing anymore. In high school, the principals and the superintendents were like, yes, we care about the knee pads. So that's like the biggest gripe every single Friday night. And again, I sit there and I watch Coach Doyle yell at the kids, right? You got to cover. I told you to cover. They're doing the best they can. But the pants that we get from Nike and Under Armour don't physically cover the knees. They don't cover the knees. So it's before the game. And our boy Noah is not playing in the game. He's suited up. He's not cleared to play any type of activities, but he's suited up for, you know, just in case we win.
For the fun of it.
He could take a photo. Good for him. Okay? This guy's earned it. He gets scolded by an official 8 times to cover his knees in the warm-up thing. Like, and he's like, "Coach, like if I hear one more ref tell me I got to cover my knees, I'm just going to change because I'm not even playing. I keep trying to tell them I'm not going to play."
It's like, "Brother, do you not see you had another player on the sideline with crutches? Like, could you have said, hey, dude, can I borrow one of those just so I can show these guys I have no intention on playing?
Do you want to see this highlight? Do you want to see this highlight?
I'm literally in a Halloween costume right now."
That's basically what he was. Noah was dressed up as a football player for Halloween on the sideline last night.
A month after Halloween.
Hilarious. He was losing his mind. He's like, after the game, he was like, "Coach, if one more ref would have told me, I would have just been like, all right, I'm done with this. I'm changing in my other clothes."
"Coach, I'm sorry. We're taking a 10 here. My bad."
We get back to school last night, and he's got the trophy. And I'm like, "How did you get the trophy?" And he was like, "I broke my leg for this trophy. I don't see anybody else making a sacrifice like me." He gets down. He's the last one into the locker room because he's like, you know, he's like,
yeah, because he can't.
He's
walk.
Still walking like a peg, like with a peg leg, because he's still injured. And so he goes down to the weight room where we meet. His last guy in there. One of the kids was like, "You're like the kid in the class project that didn't do anything but got the A." And media was like, "I went to the hospital for you guys. I deserve this trophy." And I was like, "You're damn right, Noah.
Brother,
I
didn't see you running 75 yards for a touchdown on 4th and 9. Like, yeah. I didn't see you doing that.
I didn't see you score 2 touchdowns like Honor. I didn't see you make any tackles.
I didn't see you cover one of their defensive ends. Like, I didn't. Sorry, Noah, bud. You weren't there, dude."
It's so funny. He kills me all the time. His comments, this is what he's so funny. Like, if one more ref tells me I got to cover my knees, I'm just going to change into my normal clothes.
This photo, with every official comment, this photo is becoming less and less worth it.
I know, but it was hilarious. I had to take a picture of him in the gear. He's like posing and stuff, like he was about to play. It was so good.
I would say email it to me and I'll put it up, but I can't. I'm assuming I can't do that.
Probably not. Yeah, I mean, I'd have to get clearance. Noah's jumped into our chat a couple of times with some fake name, he says. I saw it on YouTube. I throw some chats in there, and I'm like,
"Don't you dare be doing that
during class." Anyway.
We are a pro-edumacation show. If you don't do the edumacate, you end up like us.
You end up,
and that's not where. Hey,
go Aztecs! Next year, Brayden should coach a game in football gear like a player. No,
no, please, thank you. Please don't.
Hey, I did get a text from one of our coaches. Yeah, did you almost get run over by a ref last night?
No, I didn't.
Did you almost cost us 15 yards?
I did not. I did not. If they were still some yards away. There were still some yards away, but somebody was very nice.
That is a foul on Frank. Foul.
He draws the foul.
My guy Xavier Portless texted me. "Remind Frank I saved him from a 15-yard penalty or getting ran over by the referee."
Brother, you don't have to remind me. I thought about it the rest of the game. I thought about it all night.
It's probably on film. I should go find that clip.
You don't have to remind me.
God, you would have got an earful. It's not a sideline warning because you had the media pass on.
Yeah.
What are they going to throw? They're going to throw. We got sideline warning on the press box. Media pass guy.
Yeah, no, trust me. You didn't have to remind me. That was running through my head for a while.
Oh, man. Late in the game, too. We're yelling. I am fit. You watched me physically go up and down the sideline screaming at kids to back up.
That was a...
Yeah, my own guy almost didn't get run over. Oh, we got multiple Antonio Bowman in there.
I didn't get almost run over. They were still about 15 yards away. It wasn't like...
I saw Frank almost get run over by the ref.
It wasn't like, oh God. It wasn't like Sean McVay having to like quickly juke out of the way of the official. He was still away. They were still a ways away.
Antonio caught you on the sideline.
The play was coming, though. The play was definitely coming, and I did. I got caught up watching what was happening.
That is hilarious.
And somebody grabbed me by the arm and pulled me back.
That is hilarious. Oh, my God. I got to go. What part of the game was it?
My toe was not on the line. It was...
I got to go find that clip so I can see it on tape.
It was the fourth quarter, because I was only down there for the fourth quarter. It was... Carlsbad had a big play that was coming down this way, that was coming down our way. And it was I'm 99.9% sure it was 16-6.
Okay. And I'm going to go through the tape and see if I can find it. If I find it, I'm screen recording and we're playing on the show. I got to get the replay.
Carlsbad had a play that was coming back down that way.
Frank got hyped and was about to go make a tackle.
I just got caught up watching the play. That was really it. I got caught up watching the play.
We've had multiple coaches get hit by officials. Montali got hit by an official one time on the road. I forgot where it was. It's still to this day. He gets deloused, and still to this day, he says, "Like, man, that guy was just. I saw he was like an ex NFL player. He was so." Trying to say he was like the biggest guy ever. There's a couple. There's one of our coaches. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Trust me.
Coach Doyle would have destroyed you.
No, he would not have, because I would have left in embarrassment.
You would have had to run.
He would not have gotten a chance to say anything to me, because I would have been gone.
Doyle would have ripped you a new one, Frank. Oh, my God. He would have been so pissed off.
Have been gone.
You would have been tackled by numerous kids, upset. We had another coach get hit by a ref at Del Oro, and you watch it on tape, and he's next to the ref. The ref, sneaky, he's got his hand on the flag already, and you watch on tape, he's pulling the flag out, and then he puts his shoulder into the coach and then throws the flag. No.
Trust me, you guys did not need to remind me of that. Even after I am laying in bed at 1 o'clock in the morning, going over several things about today's show, and that was one of the things that kept going over: is what if I would have gotten hit? What if I would have cost them a penalty? What if?
Good thing you weren't wearing any Don stuff.
And I'm sitting there like, I did, but. And I'm sitting there at the same time, I'm torturing myself with that thought. The thought of, you idiot, you didn't. It's over. They won. Nothing happened. But still, that's... Welcome to my world. Welcome to my life. Welcome to my head. Welcome to my head. If there's anyone who wants to change places, please, I'm taking suggestions.
Oh, my God. I did not know this information. I got to go find.
I was hoping. I knew you were going to find out eventually. I knew you were going to. You may have seen it. A coach might have said something. I was not anticipating getting called out in the YouTube chat.
You got called out in the YouTube chat. I got a text about it. Yeah. Coach Porter says you're welcome.
Oh, and I said, thank you very much. I knew I was in the wrong. I wasn't on the field. I was not toes on the line, as Sushi Sam said. But I was close. I was closer than I should have been.
But
I wasn't closer than anyone else who was on that edge.
And
there's the picture.
He's neutral. Is it neutral close? And you know what? You got the blue badge. I'm telling you, I don't think it would have cost you a penalty. I don't think it would have cost us a penalty. It's not our responsibility for the media to be out of the way. Plus, you weren't in the box either.
No, I was not. I was just outside the box.
Frank was not in the box, which was good. So,
I know the rules. I know where I can and can't be. I was hanging the advertising signs for the San Diego Seals and would not walk across the center logo because I know that's not a thing you should do. In the Padre clubhouse, I do not step on the Padre logo in the carpet on the clubhouse because I know you shouldn't do that. I'm not going to be somewhere I'm not supposed to be on purpose.
When we come back, we're going to get us a little bit of Padres talk. I'm going to go see if I can find the clip of Frank almost getting hit by the ref. We'll talk about it when we come back on the Brayden Soprano Show. Standing on Sports Station 97.3 The Fan. Today,
Black Friday, more like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It feels like a Friday big time because it is kind of like a Friday. Yesterday was like kind of like playing on a Thursday. I mean, how many football games do you play on a Tuesday?
Like I said, we're postman supreme here today.
Quarterback Neil.
Mailing it in.
I'm not mailing it in.
No, we're not mailing.
Come on. Yesterday was fun. I've had a lot. I'm so tired.
What was the first thing I texted you after the game last night? Is like, wish you would have taken that day off, didn't you?
Well, I went and talked to Adam about it, and I said, because Adam asked us like 2 weeks ago.
Yes, he did.
Are you going to do the show on Wednesday? And I said, yeah, I'm in town. I you know, all my family's in town. Thanksgiving. I don't travel for Thanksgiving. I don't mind doing a show. You have people that local talk, right? So I was like, I'm in. I said, depends what the other shows do. Like, if Better Woods take off and Gwen and Chris take off, we're just like in the middle of the day randomly. It just doesn't make any sense. Yeah, no. So, you know, move us before or whatever. It doesn't make a lot of sense. But I asked, well, what's Ben and Woods doing? Ben and Woods are doing their show. I'm like, all right, well, I'll do the show. And then, you know, if Gwen and Chris want to take off, that's fine. Mm-hmm. So I said, yeah. And then that was assuming that the CIF championship game was supposed to be last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to be last Friday, and then it was going to be Saturday, and then they had to move it to Tuesday. And if you want to know why, it was in John Maffey, an article in the San Diego Tribune. I mean, trying to book venues is a pain. I mean, it was supposed to be at Snapdragon, but we've talked about the craziness that is San Diego FC and the Aztecs.
With our two teams being better than we anticipated.
Right. They can't obviously now have the CIF championship game, so they had to move to Southwestern. Southwestern was able to host, and then they forgot that they were hosting a bowl game on Saturday for the junior colleges, so for their junior college team. So they had to move it to Tuesday.
How do you forget you're hosting a major event?
We're talking about the same place that denied people who had bought tickets an entry and only had one person checking tickets.
That's called an airline.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they overbooked the game, I guess. We're going to need you to jump on the other flight. Can I interest you in going to the D3 game on Friday?
Yeah, can I interest you in going to the Sunday matinee?
Yeah, can you? Do you want to go to the D5 game? I know you bought tickets to the Open Division Championship and you only have connections to this particular school, but, you know, we overbooked, so.
That should be, I mean, I would say if you're a high school football sicko that does plan on going to more of those games and this was just like your first stop, because there are those people out there. If you couldn't get in because of that, you could either get the refund or they should comp your parking for the weekend.
I know.
If parking's going to be the same price, they should comp your parking for the weekend.
Parking's $20. Anyway, what was I saying with that? We tried to find the video. Unfortunately, our sideline camera got knocked out in the fourth quarter. We had no wide cam in the fourth quarter. So we only have end zone cam, and it's too tight. And so we can't see around the part where Frank might have gotten hit. So I'm sure we will trade with Carlsbad, potentially, and we'll get the sideline tape there. Or I'll just have to go look through highlights.
Carlsbad, please don't.
Now, if you think about it, like NFHS has some highlights, and NFHS did the broadcast, and they shot their broadcast camera on the other side. They shot it from the Don side. So it's possible. Knocked out or sabotaged by Frank. He's in there on the iPad deleting all the plays.
Like I said, it wasn't like I had to do like a Mike Tomlin like lean out of the way from getting run over. The play was still a ways away, but the guy who ended up pulling me back saw the play developing and saw the official coming our way and got me out of the way.
Without saying his name, you've met our coach that is in law enforcement. I'm sure he's already putting out he's putting out a request, I think, to get the security tape on that.
Like I said, I met a couple of coaches. I've met a couple coaches on both sides. I'm starting to realize, I don't know what is wrong with me. I am getting really bad at names.
Did you meet Doug at Carlsbad? Doug Brady?
Probably. I think you did.
He's a big fan of the
show. Yeah, he did. I did meet someone who said he was a big fan of the show.
Yeah,
good friends with you.
Mm-hmm, his brother listens to our show all the time. He plays at the Poway Sportsplex on Wednesdays. But yeah, Doug was in the booth last night for Carlsbad. He was their booth guy.
Quarterback's coach. I don't remember that. I do remember a rather rowdy Carlsbad coach up there in the booth. I don't know if it was him. It didn't look like it was him.
Doug's pretty calm.
Doug, if he's the guy that we're thinking of, he was wearing gray. The rowdy coach was wearing white.
Yeah, I think I saw Doug wearing gray last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you met Doug. Did you get to meet our bus driver, David, in San Diego?
I did not.
Big country?
I looked around. I did not get to see him, no. I really do. I regret that. I wish I would have seen him.
He was great. We showed up to school, and he's all fired. We were waiting on the buses. The buses showed up. He gets out. He's all fired up for the team, ready to go. Got to meet him. He called in as David in San Diego. His name tag for San Diego buses said Big Country.
Love it.
I dapped him up after the game. He was fired up.
That's fantastic.
Hey, you know what? They had left. The buses had left for a little bit, and they came back. And they came back for the fourth quarter. He's like, I pulled in at the fourth quarter. I'm like, that's the best time. You know what it was? It was the Big Country rally.
It was.
David in San Diego helping the Dons roll the victory.
I wanted to try, and I have the mic flag to prove it. I nicked one of our mic flags.
You better put that away.
Yeah,
you better return that since you didn't even use it.
I had planned on getting some post-game sound after the game was over. The plan was down 16-0 when I went down. Wanted to go see you and be like, hey, these things happen. Get them next time. Like that kind of thing. Because it looked like it was good. There was no hint that what ended up happening was going to happen. And then I was going to go back, grab the stuff, and then come down and do some stuff for the show here. And you guys scored. It was the first sign of life that you guys had shown since the end zone interception. And I'm like, I am not moving from this 3 square foot spot that I am in right now. I did not move the rest of the game. And there it was. Ended up winning. Otherwise, I would have gone up and we would have gotten some content for the show. But I was too nervous, too superstitious.
You should have came down with it. Initially,
I was.
Now
again,
you live and you
learn. My plan was to go back up.
You could have put the stuff on the side. I mean, you could have brought everything down.
My plan was to go back up, and unless I was doing a Met World Series, I would not have been too emotionally invested the way I was last night to do my job.
All right, fair enough. But I had some great interviews.
I know.
We got the picture though.
Last night, I was way too emotionally invested to think about moving.
I've gotten multiple texts saying we need that video, Frank. We're working on it.
Listen.
I'm going to try to find it.
Okay, that's fine. I don't care because I know it wasn't as close as everyone's making it
seem. You know what? The eye in the sky don't lie.
But it did happen. I'm not denying that it didn't happen. It definitely happened. I definitely got the get back coach grabbing me by the arm, telling me to get back.
With a Giants fan, Frank present, a fourth quarter comeback is happening. We're going to talk about that in a second. We also got to get to break. I do want to mention, let's get to this hope for a Padres Black Friday gift, Frank. You saw this in the New York Times Athletic. Is an article about Black Friday free agent deals for potential teams. And for the Padres, they have
Chris Bassitt.
It's an interesting pick.
Approaching his 37th birthday, Chris Bassitt is finishing up a three-year, $63 million deal that went well for both him and the Toronto Blue Jays. He made at least 31 starts each season. He put up a 3.89 ERA last year. He morphed into an essential reliever for manager John Schneider during the World Series run. His presence could stabilize the San Diego rotation. Yu Darvish missing the season. Joe Musgrove coming back off of Tommy John surgery. Michael King likely to sign elsewhere. Bassitt is a veteran that you can trust. Unless it's game three of the 2022 wildcard series. Then we got some issues.
Uh-oh. That sounds like a personal problem.
It was a personal problem. It was a very personal problem on that day, yes.
Bassitt is expected to get 2 years, $36 million. Is he worth $18 million a year for the Padres? I mean, give or take a handful of million?
Being 37, I don't know.
I'm out.
Yeah.
It's a bad pick. I'm not interested in that. We'll talk more Padres offseason as the offseason continues. But when we come back, the Queen of College Football is here on a Wednesday. Everything's all out of whack today. It's a Wednesday, but it feels like a Friday, which means Skylar wouldn't necessarily be here because he's usually on a Thursday.
We're doing gimmicks for a Thursday.
It's the last show of the week and all that other fun stuff. So the Queen of College Football is here. She is ready to go, and we are ready to talk some college football with you. Rivalry weekend this weekend. Hopefully Frank picked a lot of rivalry games. If he didn't, we're going to have to redo this.
I did not know.
Oh, my God. It's rivalry week. And you got to say all the rivalry names. It's fun.
Sorry, you do it next time. I don't know. The reason why I started doing it is because you waited until like now in order to pick the games.
Correct.
And when Skylar wasn't here, that was a little bit more of a problem.
I still would have gotten it done in time. I'd got it done every other time. We'll talk college football when we come back. Braden Soprano, Show Standing Summer Sports Station 97 to the Fan.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Not on the hotline, but live in studio is the queen of college football, Skylar, joining us to get her college football picks. And it's rivalry week this week. Should be a fun one. Are we picking the Iron Bowl? No, we're not.
What?
No, Iron Bowl's not on there. Turn your mic on.
That's
she's
terrible.
Upset. No picking of the
That's
going
to be a good one, too.
We've picked your team every single week. I figured I'd give you a break.
But it's the Iron Bowl.
Yeah, that's the game.
Red card.
Yeah, oh, I might have
penalty,
to take over
foul.
making the game list.
No, fine. There's,
fired.
There's fine. There's an easy game to take out. And I'll take that one out.
Which game are you taking out?
The obvious one, really? Come on. Look down that
Kennesaw
look
State
down that
Liberty.
List.
You put Kennesaw State Liberty on there.
I'm offended.
Not the
I am very
nothing,
offended.
There was nothing else of interest, and I figured Kennesaw State, it's their second year in D1. They're going to win Conference USA. I figured throw that in there.
Yeah,
throw
God forbid
the owls
Frank
a bone.
Looks out for the little guy. Okay,
throw the Owls a bone. That's what I thought.
Owls don't eat bones.
Oh, there it is. All right, let's just...
Fallon Frank is right.
Do the thing. My God.
We got the Crab Bowl Classic on there?
The what?
Crab Bowl Classic.
That's cool.
Maryland and Navy, they're not playing.
I was going to say.
Oh, Rod's
what is
pissed
gonna...
now. Tuned in and no Iron Bowl? What?
I was going to say, what the... Wait, we have Maine versus taking on Boston College or something this week?
Maryland Navy, the Crab Bowl trophy.
Yeah, I don't...
Last time that game was played was 2010.
I look at games, not gimmicks.
I love the rivalry gimmicks. By the way, the Big Ten has rivalry week every week because they play for a trophy in every single matchup of the Big Ten.
Hey, there you go.
Anyway, let's get this thing rolling.
All right. So, Friday. We have four games for Friday, six for Saturday.
They stop playing on Thursdays now, right? They used to have the eight bowl on Thursdays. They're like, let's not compete with the National Football League.
There's nothing on Thursday. First game, Skyler, number 4, 10-1 Georgia, taking on number 23, 9-2 Georgia Tech. Bulldogs favored by 13.5 at Georgia Tech.
Yeah, a lot of this time this one ends up really close, but I still think, Georgia Tech is having a really great season this season, and Georgia's fumbled here and there, and they're not maybe the team that they have been previously, but I still think that they're far and beyond, so I got to go with Georgia on this one.
Braden?
I got Georgia, too. What is this game called? The Clean Old Fashioned Hate or something like that? Is that what they call it?
It's called the ACC is about to get exposed once again.
I'll take
for
Georgia.
Being bad.
The 13.5 point dogs at home, huh?
Yeah, but
they gave a run for their money the last couple of years.
They usually
on the road.
Do.
They usually make that game closer than you think. So maybe I'm gonna take Georgia Tech to cover. I don't think Georgia wins by 13.5, but they're gonna win.
All righty. Second game, 9-2 San Diego State taking on the 8-3 New Mexico Lobos. This will be a 12:30 game on CBS Sports Network. Braden, State favored by 1.5.
I'll take the Aztecs.
That's easy, Skyler.
Yeah, that's a really small spread. I actually wasn't expecting it to be that close. I think the Aztecs are going to for sure come in and win on this one.
All right. We're just burning right through this. 11-0, number three, Texas A&M, coming off of their big scare last week, or was that last week or 2 weeks ago?
Against South Carolina. I think that was 2 weeks ago.
Okay, 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Taking on the number 16, Texas Longhorns, 8-3, 4:30 start on ABC. This will be after the Georgia Tech, Georgia game. A&M favored by 2.5, Skyler.
This is going to be a really good game. I think this is going to be one of the best games probably this weekend. I think if Texas A&M does lose this season, this is going to be the week that it happens. But I still feel like it's really unlikely. I think Texas has been up and down. I don't fully trust Arch Manning yet. And Texas A&M has just looked really, really good. They scare me a little bit. So I got to go with the Aggies.
Braden?
Where's this game at? In Texas?
It is in Texas.
I think Texas upsets the Aggies. I think they A&M's have been scared. They've been scared a couple of times now, and they've played the bottom half of the SEC. I haven't played anybody at the top half of the SEC, and I don't think Texas is that great, but they're going to be better than Arkansas and some of the other teams that A&M has struggled with. So I'm going to take the Longhorns in this one, and they beat the Aggies 2 years in a row.
I am taking.
That'd Texas. Be the Lone Star Showdown, by the way.
I am taking Texas A&M.
I do want to go back. It was called Clean Old Fashioned Hate between Georgia and Georgia Tech. They play for the Governor's Cup, which is like 15 other championship trophies that they have.
What's the next one here, Braden?
That would be the Territorial Cup.
So that would be 8-3, number 25, Arizona Wildcats, taking on the number 20, 8-3, Arizona State Sun Devils. This will be at 6 p.m. on Fox. Arizona favored by 1.5 on the road, Braden.
I'm taking Arizona. I think the Wildcats upset the Sun Devils in this one. This is the Territorial Cup. Fun story about the Territorial Cup. They lost the trophy for, like, decades. And then they found it in the middle of the Sonoran Desert. And they have it now. It's back. The Territorial Cup is back.
That's a lie. That is a lie. That is a cover-up for, hey, we bought a new trophy.
They did not buy a new trophy. Ask Wilbur in the chat. Guy knows ball. It's duel in the desert, battle for the Territorial Cup. They actually have a points system in place for you can win. Football gets the most points for it, but you can win it with other sports, too. So we got the Wildcats.
It was in a basement.
It's in the desert.
Skyler?
So Wildcats are on the road.
Wildcats are at Arizona State.
They make
State.
The long drive to Phoenix.
The long commute. And Arizona State is favored by 1.5 at home.
Yes. No, Arizona's favored by 1.5.
Arizona's favored by 1.5 on the road for the long commute. Let's see. I think I might have to go Arizona on this one also.
Nice. Wilbur's fired up.
Wilbur, I'm sorry. I'm going to Arizona State.
Frank's
going
to ruin it now.
Yeah, that's the dyslexia in me, going with Arizona State. All right, Saturday, 11-0, number one, Ohio State Buckeyes, taking on the number 15, Michigan Wolverines at 9-2. 9.5-point favorite are the Buckeyes, 9 a.m. on Fox. Skyler.
Yeah, so Ohio State, I don't think has had many true tests this season, so I'm excited to see this one because I think this might be one of the tests that they have to face. I gotta go with Michigan. I think Ohio State's gonna win, but I'm gonna take Michigan for the points.
I'm taking Michigan too. I think Michigan could beat Ohio State, yeah. To be honest with you. Ohio State has played lackluster competition the entire season.
Right.
They haven't really been tested. Michigan has been able to get them. Plus, Michigan, the bit of Ryan Day not being able to beat Michigan is the funniest thing ever. It's just the funniest bit. I love it. Michigan. I'm going with Jake Waters and the Michigan Wolverines in the game.
I'm with both of you, but I'm with Skyler. I believe Michigan's going to cover. I think Ohio State's going to win.
I do agree with that as well, but I think
they have
close.
A chance.
Well, there you go. 9-2 Miami taking on number 22, 8-3 Pitt. This will be a 9 a.m. game on ABC. Miami favored by 6.5 on the road, Braden.
I'll take the Hurricanes.
Yeah, I agree.
Not a rivalry game. Thumbs down.
Not a rivalry game.
Probably one of the better games of the weekend, but not a rivalry game. Thumbs down.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a good one. I think Carson Beck's going to be able to go and handle business. So
You're a big Carson Beck fan.
I'm actually not.
You
I feel
talk
like
about him a
the
lot.
The fact
so.
That he's still playing in college football is just beyond shocking. Like, I'm pretty sure he was at Georgia, like, when I was at Alabama, like, 6 years ago, or I don't even know how long ago at this point. But the fact that he's been in college football for so long, I think that's why he's able to dominate. So we got to go Miami, right? I mean, experience means a lot here.
It's been around since the Ice Age.
Exactly.
He's 40 years old playing college football.
The Ice Age, all the memes that say he looks like Sid the Sloth from Ice Age.
Yeah. Speaking of that, we'll get to the Vanderbilt-Tennessee game shortly.
7-4 LSU Tigers taking on the number 8 Oklahoma Sooners, or 9-2. 12:30 start on ABC, so this will be right after Miami versus Pitt. Boomer Sooner favored by 10.5 at home in Norman.
I'll take Boomer Sooner.
Yeah. I think LSU's season has just, like, slowly fallen apart in front of everybody. I mean,
they should have lost to West Kentucky last
year. Yeah, it's just been terrible. I mean, they started off everyone thinking that they were going to be, like, a top 4 team, right? And then they've just slowly fallen apart all season long. And Oklahoma's done the exact opposite. They've just kept gaining momentum. And I don't see that changing at all, especially going into this game at home. So I think you got to go Oklahoma.
Also not a rivalry game.
We have picked the last 3 games all together. Next up.
That means they're all no-brainers and therefore not good picks for the picks. Ayo.
Would you rather pick Kennesaw State versus Liberty?
No.
Why can't we
pick
the battle for the Schellenberger Trophy? They're also not playing this week. Louisville, Miami.
God bless
for the Schellenberger Trophy.
Bless you. Like, what do you want from me here?
LSU Tulane plays for the Tiger Rag.
That's cool, but Tulane has a 30.5-point spread over Charlotte. Would you have rather picked that game?
Is Louisiana playing Louisiana Monroe? Because they're playing for the Battle in the Bayou, for the wooden boot.
I'm about to give you a wooden boot here in a second.
Foul on Frank.
Fine. I have been peer pressured and bullied into this. Coming up after LSU versus Oklahoma,
Iron Bowl.
10, Alabama at 9-2, taking on 5-6 Auburn. Alabama favored by 6.5. Skyler, we'll skip you because we know what you're doing. Braden, who
did
you got?
Imagine if Skyler ever picked Auburn in this game?
No. But also, how can we not have this one on the list to begin with? A 4.5-point spread at Auburn.
It's
if Alabama does.
Half.
Oh, I thought it was 4.5.
No, it's 6.5. And Auburn is 1-6 in the SEC.
But Alabama historically goes to Auburn and struggles. And this is like a make or break season game here. If they lose this game.
And despite that, Skyler has picked
Alabama.
The Crimson Tide. Go ahead.
I agree with Go Aztecs. Say it, Skyler. Call out Frank.
You have to pick this game.
I mean, think about all the memorable games for Auburn at Auburn for this. I mean, you got the kick six.
I still am getting those videos on my social media, the kick six, like, what, 10 years later?
Yes.
Even more?
That guy played for the Chargers after that. Anyway, I'm going to take the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Yeah,
Auburn's
the last
not very good.
4 games now all together.
Well, you put the list together. So anyway, talk about old quarterbacks
what
that
would
never
you have
graduate.
Done?
We're running out of time. We got to get to the Tennessee game here.
9-2, number 14 Vanderbilt taking on number 19 Tennessee at 8-3. Vols favored by 3.5. 2:30 on Espen.
I will take the other old quarterback. The Tennessee Volunteers old quarterback.
I was going to say which one because they've both got old quarterbacks.
Yeah, well, Tennessee's guy is trying to get more eligibility like Diego Pavia.
No
and Sam
way.
Yeah, he played at junior college too. And
holy
so everybody's
moly.
Jumping on the I played in junior college bandwagon.
Yeah.
So, yep, balls.
Wow.
It's Skyler. In Knoxville too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a Diego Pavia fan, but that sounds like Diego Pavia part 2 we've got going on over here. So we'll see.
You can root against
we'll
them next
year. We'll
see
what happens. But yeah, I'll root for them this time. So I'll take the Bulls.
Wow.
When
Bama rooting for a Volunteer.
Win it for Smokey 11, boys. Final game. 5-6, Florida State taking on 3-8, Florida. Gators
you
favored
by... You
put
that game on there instead of the Iron Bowl?
We're not going to let it go, Frank.
The
We're not letting it go.
The reason why I put it on there is because Florida is actually favored in this game by 1.5.
That's for the Florida Cup. I will take the Gators.
Yeah, I think if DJ Lagway is on this weekend, I could see why Florida's favored. If he's off, they're going to be in trouble. But I'll take Florida.
I'm taking Florida State, so I'll at least break up the monotony of all of us picking the same game.
See, Florida and Georgia's rivalry trophy is called the Okefenokee Or?
bless you.
This is insane. There's so many of these that are hilarious.
God bless you.
Florida Atlantic and FIU play for the Don Shula Award. How about that?
Oh, wow. Fresno State and Hawaii play for the Golden Screwdriver? Please tell me that's a cocktail instead of like an actual screwdriver.
But this is the problem with picking games late in the year is you know what these teams are already. So you obviously, we're going to pick the same. We're going to pick a lot of the same ones.
I'm mad at the Big 12 for not scheduling rivalry games this week. All right, the queen has spoken. Skylar, thanks again for coming in. Yep. Enjoy your Thanksgiving holiday, you and your family. Happy Thanksgiving to you. We'll back for another hour here on the Braden Surprenant Show. NFL whip around when we come back. Great games tomorrow as you feast. 97 through the fan.
That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Surprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97 through the fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.